So this this topic it may be a little bit different is we want now just how to talk about how we do it. How the topic is conformation of 2SM deletion gene in the GO5 soybean use SSR mark. So you know soybean mosaic virus is one of the most disturbing viral disease in soybean. The symptoms they have a resistance is simple symptomless and necrotic and susceptible to the mosaic. So by now it's in the United States have seven strains identified is G1 to G7. This is showing the symptom, is a mosaic and necrosis. So now it's, we use genetic resistance is one of main method for control this disease. So far, it's three leucine, ISB1, ISB3, and ISB4 have been identified in the in by now. So this is the PI9691 carries the ISB1 gene is resistant to G1. Necrotic to G7. Then L29 is carry ISV3 gene. It's a susceptible to G1 and resistant to G7. The V94, 51, V2 carry ISV4 gene resistant to both strains. So today we want to talk about what the cultivar is called G05. It's a Chinese soybean cultivar. This cultivar is it becomes resistant to all seven SMV strains, so may be useful for the breeding programs. So first we use classic genetics and verify this GO5 carry two genes, ISV1 and ISV3. So this objective is before we have the classic genetics research find the GO5 have these two genes. Now we should I use molecular markers, should I use SS mark to verify this cultivar have these two genes. So this is how we do it. We first, you know, you need a population, it's a segregation population. After we get the segregation population, we need to get a phenotype data and genotype data. After we get the genotype data and the phenotype data, so we conduct a language analysis and get a genetic mapping for these two genes. So now I want to talk one by one. So first we make cross between the resistant cultivar and the susceptible insects. So get F1, self, and get F2. So I will mention that this is a, sorry. This one, I mentioned that this research because one cultivar have two resistant gene. If we use two gene located different chromosome, so if we use a molecular mark, sometimes it's very hard to distinguish. So how our idea, you can see from this one, we can use the strength distinguish the two genes. Because RSV1 gene is resistant to G1, but RSV3 gene is susceptible. In that way, if we inoculate G1 only to F1 plants, this accepts only one gene. The gene is RSV1 gene, because RSV3 gene is susceptible. So we expect three resistant to one susceptible. This gene should be in the RSV1 gene. Then we only harvesting the susceptible plants because in the resistant plants maybe have two genes inside. If the susceptible plants in the F2 plants, this one should be no RSV1 gene. So only in the RSV3 gene in the F2-3 line. After we get the population, we need to evaluate and we want to get the phenotype data. So we use greenhouse test. You can see the greenhouse test. For the genotype, for the parents, we each genotype we grow up two plants, two pots. Each pot have six plants. Then for the segregation is a single plant for each pot. So we use the two strands, G1 and G7. So use a mechanical inoculation at the uniform at the leaf stage. So after that, we get the phenotype date, the F today. The G05 is 6F2 population, inoculated SM with strand G1. So you can see this is a ratio. It's 102 is resistant plants, 36 susceptible plants. The ratio between resistant and susceptible is a fit, 3 to 1. It's one single dominant gene. This gene verified is SV1 gene. Then the second one is a phenotype date for the another gene. So we only harvesting the G1 susceptible F2 plants. In that F2 plants only have the RSV3 gene. It's a no RSV1 gene. We get F2-3 line. Then in inoculated G7 strands, we get the 10 F2-3 lines resistant. Then 20 is segregation, then 15 is a susceptible. This ratio, the ratio among them is 1 to 2 to 1, is a one single dominant gene. This gene is RSV3 gene. So now we have the phenotype date. After we have the phenotype date, next we want screen SS mark. So this is before this is you know, some people already report some results. Then you can find RSV1, RSV3, RSV4. This around this location, because different scientists have different results. So around this, when we have this kind of information, next step, we will screen the parents use the SSR mark. So this slide shows you we pick up nine SSR mark. The nine SSR mark close the RSV1 gene. Then screen the two parents. If the parents have polymorphism, then we run the F2 population. So this slide shows you one example. I think this picture is good. The mark is very nice mark. The SS mark SST114. This gene is close. This mark close the RSV1 gene. You can see the picture. It's all resistant plants in F2. Then include the P1. P1 is the resistant plants. Have the top band. Then all susceptible plants in F2 only have the bottom bands. This one is homogeneous, so the gene is. So in that way, we find the mark is linked to RSV1 gene. So this one we show you the gene in the. This is the gene, then three is the SSR mark. As a sixth mark becomes no polymorphism, so we cannot map it to the genetic mapping. Three mark then linked to one gene. Then this last slide shows that we try to find another RSV3 gene. It's along the RSV gene, this is the SSR mark. So we pick up five SSR mark, screen the parents. Then it's the same idea. So same idea is this one. This all is from F2 plants. Because this F2 plants is G1 susceptible plants in G05 is XF2. This SSI is SATT726. So we can find a very good polymorphism. Then we use statistics calculate, find the another this one. The gene and two SSR mark. This is one is not a very good one. We didn't find in this one. In this location, if we find, it's bad. Then we calculation summary. So G05 contain two genes. So RSV1 and RSV3. See, the gene RSV1 is located in molecular language group F, and RSV3 located in MNG group B2. So for resistant soybean mosaic virus. So this is how we get the two genetic mapping. In these two genetic mapping. Get one RSV1 and RSV. Thank you, everyone. So.